You are listening to 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck coming at you live from Twinsic Aura Studios here in University Place, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there. What's happening?
All right, so I'm never sure if I should start with the long thing or end with the long thing.
But I don't think there's a wrong answer either way.
Yeah, I'm going to start with it, and if things fizzle, we can talk about the other stuff that I have. But
right.
I want to start with the particular rabbit hole that I fell into thanks to the San Francisco Chronicle and Elena Kadvani, a reporter that wrote about mochi muffins and a Bay Area bakery selling mochi muffins. I assume you know what mochi is. It's like a glutinous rice pounded up thing. You make it into a little soft dumpling that's sort of a dessert but also cannot be, you know what I'm
mochi.
Talking about.
Okay, yeah.
So a Bay Area bakery made muffins with like mochi in them, and they're nice, they're chewy, everybody loves them, these are delicious. They got a cease and desist letter from another bakery, Third Culture Bakery, about the usage of the term mochi muffin, saying that that's been trademarked for forever. Since 2018, we keep lawyers on retainer. Here's your cease and desist.
Oh,
stop
Lord.
Using the words mochi muffin. And the reason this is interesting and the reason why I want to talk about it is because it's opened up a conversation on the trademarking of food. Obviously, trademarks and copyrights are pretty fascinating in a lot of cases, but if I create a character that's a possum who loves Michelob called Glib, like, that's pretty identifiable. Glib the possum is mine.
Right.
I created that. But when you're talking about food, you're using pretty general descriptors. You can't really trademark simply the word muffin. Muffin is just a noun. You can't trademark something along those lines. And here, mochi is another noun. We're making mochi muffins.
Right.
And saying that I've combined those two and I've trademarked it, trademarks in general are less of a I made this first and more of a I got here first.
I got here first, yeah.
Sort of thing.
So to what extent is that actually enforceable then? Because like that's a whole nother thing too.
It is very enforceable for Third Culture Bakery with the law how it is currently. And that's what's happening, is this mochi muffin thing, it being in California, this bakery making these mochi muffins, the one that got the letter, not the one that sent it, has enough fans and people that are interested in it. This story was published by the San Francisco Chronicle, as we discussed, so it's gaining traction. There are enough voices calling for full legal review of the trademarking of food items.
Right.
That this may change. It may not be as enforceable as it currently is right now. And I think that's worth talking about, because you could also, by this logic of a mochi muffin being trademarked, you could trademark banana bread. That's the only usage of those words in that order that you're allowed to have. Here's your cease and desist letter. I own banana bread.
I was half waiting for like six lawyers to pop up outside the windows who just said, "We represent the estate of Banana Bread Industries,
right?
LLC.
But yeah, it's a conversation worth having.
And it's not just with that. Like, this is something that pops up every so often. Like, for instance, the Baxter, which is a lovely bar plus arcade that's located in downtown Chapel Hill, which cannot call itself a barcade because there's some yutz in Arizona who's got a trademark on it who will...
He will.
Not shy away from
notably
calling,
litigious.
Yes, and making life difficult for you, to the point where they will also sometimes call news outlets that refer to barcades
Absolutely.
As barcades and saying, "I have a trademark on the word barcade, so it's a bar plus arcade now."
And that's another example. That's also notably not the first example of a bar plus arcade.
Right.
It was just the first one to be called barcade, which, let me tell you, buddy, if you think you're the first person that thought of shoving that together into a portmanteau, did I say that right?
Portmanteau.
Is that how you say that
yeah.
word?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, man, you ain't that clever. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now. Welcome to the internet, where everyone has already said what you said three times, and they've been dunked on for it in the QTs, so don't even try.